Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey and your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers this survey. Can you please confirm your zip code?
48218.
Thank you very much. And what is your year of your birth?
70.
1970. Okay, thank you very much. And what do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am a female.
Thank you very much. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yeah, African American.
Okay, so no Hispanic. Okay. What is your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you. Right. Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote, or like many people are, you're not registered?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections of offices like the President of the U.S. Congress in this November. How likely are you to vote in November 24 elections? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Mm-hmm. No, definitely.
Okay. And how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by mail or other?
Probably early before election day.
Okay. Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
I'll say power.
So it'll be number 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
All power.
Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote, or you may use any number in between 0 to 10.
10.
10. Okay, thank you very much. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm or favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Joe Stavro.
Never heard of.
Never heard, okay. Kamala Harris.
10.
10, okay. Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
Okay. Barack Obama.
10.
J.D. Vance.
Never heard of.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Tim Walz.
Never heard of.
Joe Biden.
10.
And Mark Kelly.
Never heard of.
Okay. Thank you. We're about to finish. On a scale of 0 to 10 in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use 10 as if you have been very worried, and 5 if you have been somewhat worried. and 0 if you have not been worried at all. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
Say a 10.
A 10, okay. The conflict in Palestine.
5.
5, okay. Elections and voter fraud in 2024 elections.
0.
The banning of Black history.
Not worried.
Okay. The crime rate in my community.
0.
Lack of dependable transportation system.
0.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
I'm all for abortion. So
we would rate number 4?
10. I'm for it. I'm all for it.
Okay. Okay, number 10. The affordability of housing.
I'd say this go to 5.
5, okay. Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
0.
The availability of resources for K-12 education.
0.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
Love it. 5.
Okay. Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
10.
Okay. Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
5.
Okay. Racial profiling among police.
Say it again.
Racial profiling among police.
0.
0. Okay. Thank you very much. And I know that it is a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrats, Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent third party,
Kamala Harris.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Huh?
Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
For Kamala.
Okay. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you much more motivated to vote, somewhat more motivated to vote, or make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
Much more.
Much more. Okay, thank you. Compared to the last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Make no
favorable.
Difference? Okay. Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
A lot, okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some little, or not at all?
A lot.
Okay. Now, for each of the following traits, I'd like to let you know, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris, somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her. It's progressive.
Very.
Okay. Early trailblazer in LGBTQ policy?
Yes, very, yes.
Okay. So really describe her.
She's a very smart, unafraid, challenging, courageous.
Okay, so we would, according to early trailblazer in LGBT policy, so it really describes her? Or somewhat describes, or describes a bit, or really does not describe, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Governs with kindness and compassion. Really describes her, somewhat describes, describes a bit, or really does not describe, or don't know?
What was the question?
Governs with kindness and compassion.
Kindness and compassion.
Really describes.
Yeah.
Really describe? Okay.
Really
laptop, describe. Locked up people that should not have been? Locked up people that should not have been.
I don't know how to answer that.
I don't know. Represents the black community?
Yeah.
Really describe?
Oh, Kamala? Yeah.
You have the options like really describe, somewhat, somewhat describe, describes a bit, or really does not describe, or don't know.
For the black community?
Mm-hmm.
Really describe.
Okay. Is that is a political insider?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Fights for people of color?
Yeah.
Really describes or somewhat or describes a bit?
Really describes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. Of each of the following traits, I'd like you to let me know if do you think it makes you much more favorable of Vice President Harris, somewhat more favorable, or somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or no difference. Kamala Harris has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate for her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Much more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, no difference, or refuse to answer.
What was the question again?
Okay, let me read it back to you. Kamala has consistently been rated the most progressive member of the Senate of her voting record, ahead of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Very. Very.
Okay, so much more favorable, right?
Right.
Okay. Kamala created Open Justice, an online platform to make abuses of power and death at the hands of police officers available to the public to improve police accountability.
I'm not sure how to answer that one.
Okay. Now, Kamala is literally a child of protest and activism. Her parents were both activists that met in a black study group at UC Berkeley, known as the Afro-American Association.
Yeah.
So much more favorable, somewhat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much.
Kamala is an absolute trailblazer, the first African-American and woman elected as district attorney for San Francisco, Attorney General of California, the first African-American to represent California in the Senate, and now she's the first African-American woman to be nominated for vice president by a major political party. Much more favorable, somewhat.
Yeah, much. Much more favorable.
Okay. As CA Attorney General, Kamala refused to defend California's Proposition 8 that bans same-sex marriage and fought to bring to the Supreme Court to win marriage equality nationwide. Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable.
Much more favorable.
Okay. Thank you. We're in 80% completing this survey. We really appreciate your time. And again, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale from 8 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means, okay. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the Black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the Black community has no power at all.
Ten.
I know it is a long way off, but if in the November 2024 elections of presidents were heard today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidates, other independents undecided? Or would you vote for the political officers but no president? Would no vote at all in the upcoming elections?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald
Trump?
Oh,
yeah, vote for Kamala Harris.
Do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by the lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Which of the following would you say are your main sources for news? Snapchat, Twitter, national newspaper, network news, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, local newspaper, Instagram, Facebook, local radio, Fox News, local TV news, TikTok, CNN, family and friends, other or none of the above?
Three of them.
I'm sorry?
Three of them.
Can you mention it?
TikTok, Facebook, and Snapchat.
Okay, TikTok, Facebook, and Snapchat?
No, Channel 2.
Oh, Channel 2. That is the MSNBC?
No,
Fox
that
News.
Is, yes, Fox News.
Okay. Are you in a group chat for text communication with others? If so, how often has the presidential election come up recently in this group chat? Very often, somewhat often, a little bit often, not often at all. I do not use group chats.
I don't use group chats.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
Say it again.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. $1,000 a month.
The total income family from all sources before taxes?
Yeah.
How much you said? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
$1,000.
$1,000.
Oh, you said before?
Before, yeah.
Before check? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm like that, about 15. That was 500. Yeah.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.